Chapter number 12, Hardy's view on death. About death, Hardy seemed to be of the opinion of Thomas Gray. Man's feeble race, what ills of it? Labor and penury, the racks of pain, disease and sorrow's whipping train, and death, sad refuse from the storms of fate. As human life is full of tortures, where happiness is but an occasional episode in the general drama of pain, death should be welcome as being an end of the afflictions. Man should greet death with open arms as it frees him from the bondage of all earthly trials and tribulations. There are two opinions about life after death. One, there is life after death. The soul is imperishable. And the other, that there is no such thing as life after death. Hardy believes in the second idea. He thinks that all sensation ceases to exist the moment man dies. He does not believe with Campbell that to live in the hearts of those who leave behind is not to die. Hardy could never believe that there is life after death, where one receives compensation of the suffering endured in this world. Edmund Gosse rightly points out that Hardy presents to us his habitual serenity in negation in respect of the question of life and death. He holds that the immortality of man, dead man, resides in the memory of living. But this is not life after death. It is simply a consolation for the dying person that some of his survivors will remember him when he is gone. Probably Hardy believes in definition of the death given in the Old Testament. Under bracket, there the wicked keys from troubling and there the weary be at rest. Under bracket closed.